This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Waters took over his show, or launched a show, Jesse Waters Primetime, I want to say a few months ago, and it has been probably the number two show on Fox News at night, as far as I'm concerned, with the content. Jesse Waters did a great segment last night on the open border issue. Here's a brief snippet from that segment.
Primetime is exclusively obtained video of a plane full of migrants, mostly teenage girls from Honduras and Guatemala, getting dropped off at the Orange County Airport in Montgomery, New York. Unlike other flights, this one didn't happen in the dead of night, and a Patriot was there to film them all getting off.
At Orange County Airport in Montgomery, New York, Ace Airways has just delivered another load of undocumented illegal aliens to our area. And there's a bus waiting outside for them that will take them to who knows where. And this is the bus. They unloaded all kinds of luggage, looked like it was issued, black canvas bags. I can't imagine that everybody happened to purchase the same bag.
Police pulled that bus over in Montgomery, New York, on suspicion of human trafficking. It turns out the bus was carrying about 50 teenagers from Guatemala, Venezuela, migrants, mostly teenage girls, and there were only three adults on the bus. The adults were from Texas. The plane came from Texas, but nobody knows where the buses were going. The police called the Department of Homeland Security, but they had no idea what was going on, which shouldn't surprise you. And then the police called Health and Human Services, which put out a statement that said the teenage girls were being taken to sponsors, whatever that means. And this was the third plane that had come in with underage migrants, just in a week, to this one airport in the middle of nowhere. No one in history has flown this many teenagers than Joe Biden, not even Jeffrey Epstein. Is he reuniting all of these kids with their families? No. Most of these teenagers are going to sponsors. So who do you think is willing to sponsor an underage girl from Guatemala? Exactly. Does Biden have any idea what happens to these kids? After all, his team has already lost 20,000 migrant kids. Lost them. And the teenagers Biden's not losing to sex traffickers, he's making them suicidal. We reported Friday that thousands of young migrants in Biden's care have been slitting their wrists to escape from these military bases. So this is clearly not a top priority for the big guy. No one on his team can even admit we have a border crisis to begin with. Where's AOC weeping in her white pantsuit? She's probably busy planning the wedding. Our very own stupid son of a border deucey, Bill Malugin, asked some Democrats if the border was secure. Watch what happened.
Do you believe the border is secure?
Well, I believe that we have to have a secure border.
250,000 unaccompanied migrant children arrived at the border since President Biden took office. Some of them trafficked, some of them drowning in the river. Any issue with that?
Show me a note right there.
Last question. Ma'am, is the border secure? Do you agree with the administration that the border is secure? We'll let you go. Chairman, one question. In your opinion, is the border secure?
I have to go give a speech. Didn't you hear me?
I heard you. Okay. It's a quick question. Is the border secure? I'm Bill Malugin with Fox News. Do you have a few moments to talk about the border real quick?
I'm sorry, I don't.
A few moments of your time is all we're asking for, and we'll let you go. Reached out to your office, asked to talk to you last week. They blew us off.
I appreciate it.
It's 900,000 gotaways.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Democrats think if you ignore a problem, it just goes away. Everybody knows from personal experience that when you do this, the problem only gets bigger. Just ask your wife or your husband. In New York City, the city's public schools are being overwhelmed with migrant students flown in by Joe. Class sizes are doubling, and many of the classes are being taught in Spanish. So half the class are American kids being taught in Spanish. Where's Randy Weingartner in all this, the head of the teachers union? Well, we reached out to, you know, for her to comment, and her response is tardy.
There you go. Jesse Waters last night on Fox News. Great work, Jesse. Really great to see the likes of Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters every night. Really, it's actually enjoyable to watch cable news for a couple hours a night now. Haven't had that in a long time.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I want to dig into this story I had mentioned earlier with Alex. And this is Yahoo News, folks. And I say that with emphasis because Yahoo.com is still one of the most visited sites on the web. And a lot of people have their homepage just programmed to go there when they open their web browser. And plus, people see Yahoo. I mean, you think mainstream news. People think, okay, credible. I'm not saying that, but that's what people think. And so the fact that this was on Yahoo News is important because more people will see this story. Millions of eyes will see this story when it gets syndicated on Yahoo News. And so here's the headline. The FDA misled the public about ivermectin and should be accountable in court, argues the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Now, I want to give some more framing to this and then revisit it. It's odd. Well, I don't know if odd is the word, but there's something there. Remember, it was the FDA that came out and tried to blame Trump for the vaccines, saying, oh, Trump made us do this. Trump made us push the vaccines. And so that was the FDA kind of trying to take a step back from the vaccine pushing, saying, oh, it was Trump's fault. It was Trump's fault that we told people to get the vaccines before the testing. It was Trump's fault that the vaccines had so many side effects and are neither safe and effective. And that was the FDA trying to get out ahead of that, perhaps seeing what's coming in the future as the truth about the vaccines begins to emerge. So it's odd to me it's the FDA again part of this conversation. But of course, it's not just the FDA. It's not just the FDA at all. It was our entire government, all the different health sectors of our government, all pushing the same thing, all saying the same thing. They all misled the public, and they should all be held accountable in court for, at the very least, involuntary manslaughter, I would say. I mean, I'd have to ask a lawyer that's an expert in malpractice, medical malpractice, and I would say, what is the standard protocol if a doctor knowingly, willingly refuses to treat a patient with life-saving treatment and then that patient dies? What is the standard protocols for that medical malpractice? So perhaps that's the better way to phrase it. It's medical malpractice. But it wasn't just all the health sector government operatives. It was also, of course, our politicians. It was also, of course, our mainstream media. Now, they might have, or they might claim they have plausible deniability, or they may, in as far as a legal concern is related to this, they might not be directly responsible. But we all know that they were along for the ride. We all know what they did to us. pushing the vaccines that have killed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and, of course, denying you the truth about treatments like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, zinc, and so much more. And because those treatments were ignored, again, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people died. So, I mean, we're legitimately talking about, I mean, let's be conservative. They say, what, like 1.2 million people died from COVID is what they say? Well, okay, you can believe that, you cannot believe that. But we know for certain, on a conservative number, that hundreds of thousands of people died because the actual life-saving treatment that was available for COVID was denied. And then you could add on the vaccine side effect deaths on top of that. But let's just kind of, let's even draw back a little bit more with a little bit more framing as far as the media is concerned here. So Chris Cuomo got the ouster from CNN about 6 or so months ago. And that was mostly because he was working with his brother, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, to help him beat the sexual assault allegations that were used against him. Now, oddly enough, I don't think anything ever manifested from those charges. And so I don't know what the whole agenda to get rid of Cuomo was. He went from being the best COVID response to looking like a presidential candidate to then getting the ouster because of the assault allegations. And now he's the bad guy, and Cuomo was trying to protect him with his show on CNN. So he got the ouster. Well, Cuomo's back now. And he's got a new show on News Nation, and he starts his transmission. Now let's just also put this into perspective. Cuomo is not going to get any ratings. Cuomo was, I believe, when he left CNN, the number one rated show on CNN. He still wouldn't even be a top 10 show on Fox News, but I believe he had the top ratings on CNN. He gets the ouster. So he launches his show last night, and he starts by ripping CNN, saying there's no groupthink established here. We all know what that means, that if you want to work at CNN, you have to do exactly what you're told and say exactly what you're told. Chris Cuomo admits that last night as he launches his new show. I say good for Chris Cuomo. It's too bad that you were a pawn of CNN for all those years, but hey, you made millions of dollars, so fine. But that's your fake news. So let's apply it to the story. You could not go on CNN and say ivermectin works. You could not go on CNN and say hydroxychloroquine with zinc works. You could not go on CNN and question the vaccine efficiency or effectiveness. That's what Chris Cuomo was talking about. He might not directly say that's the example, but that's what we all know was going on as far as that story is concerned. But it's not just CNN. It's all of the mainstream news from a local level all the way to the top. And that's what's so sad about the local news, is that the local news is now so scripted and controlled that the average local news host, like a Christy Lee, who works for us now, the average local news host or reporter that actually used to have a passion for journalism and a passion for news, I've seen it. I've met these people when I was working in media growing up in St. Louis. I met a lot of people really passionate about their reporting, really passionate about their journalism. Well, that's all dead and gone now. Now all they're passionate about is their prestige and their bank account. And that's what being a network news anchor or a local news anchor or reporter means. Oh, I'm prestigious. I'm rich. I don't really care about journalism. I don't really care about reporting. So they never question anything. They never question the vaccines. They never question ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and zinc because they care about their prestige, being on the camera, and getting that paycheck in their bank account every week. Chris Cuomo essentially calls that out. And so Donald Trump has now sued CNN for $475 million in damages. Now, think about this. There's so many legs to this story, but you see what's happened now is the media is going to say, oh, Trump can't do this, frivolous, all this crap. But yet they'll all celebrate when the left and all these globalist Democrat lawyers try to sue InfoWars and Fox News into submission and into bankruptcy, they celebrate that, even though we all know who the real fake news is. And Chris Cuomo just admitted it. So, yeah, can we all sue CNN? Can we all sue the mainstream news that lied to us about the vaccines? Can we all sue the mainstream news that lied to us about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? What about suing the government? And that's why we come back to the story on Yahoo News from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. The FDA misled the public about ivermectin and should be accountable in court. So how do we hold them accountable? Who sues them? Does it have to be the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons? Does it have to be a class action lawsuit with hundreds of thousands of Americans? We can sue CNN. Trump decided to sue them. They can sue us. Well, what about our government that lied to us and their lies resulted in hundreds of thousands dead? This is the question I think many lawyers and the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons are asking. How can we sue our government for lying to us about COVID?
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come in to the sounds of the final countdown. You wonder if this isn't the final countdown towards a World War III nuclear confrontation scenario. And it seems that there are certain world leaders that are hell-bent on that result, no matter what, including most of the Western leadership, political regime elites, military regime elite class, all calling for a war against Russia, all supporting a nuclear war against Russia. It's truly psychotic. It's mad scientist level. It's destruction of the planet level. And then they sit there and tell you about man-made climate change. Now, how's a nuclear war work for that? Just curious. Oh, that's right. BuzzFeed News publishes the story saying a nuclear war would save us from global warming. Not even kidding you. That's real. So I guess we know what they think about that. But there have been some major developments here, and it's worth pointing out to this day, and we've been keeping the record, ladies and gentlemen, that to this day, there have only been three Western leaders, and that's what we'll call them. I mean, you know, maybe it's not a fair blanket term, but it's been Donald Trump, and it's been Elon Musk, and it's been Colonel Doug McGregor. I think it's been Colonel Doug McGregor. They put all these colonels on television, but he's the only one that's telling the truth. I'm hoping I'm not getting his name wrong. I don't have it in front of me. Who have been calling for de-escalation and negotiations and saying, hey, let's not sit here as America and throw stones in our glass house here. Every member of the Biden administration is calling for a nuclear war with Russia. All the mainstream media is fully in the tank for a nuclear war against Russia. All the liberal media fully in the tank for a nuclear war against Russia. It's actually stunning how far the liberal left has gone. And it just shows you that they were never liberal. They were never leftist. They were never really anything other than conformists and statists and brainwashed minions of the New World Order, sadly. So let's get into the developments here, and it'll take me this segment and the next. Man, I hate those breaks, but folks, we're going to break it all down here in this segment and the next. So let's start with this, though. North Korea fires ballistic missile over Japan for first time in 5 years, drawing quick response from U.S. and South Korea. Now, if this happened when Donald Trump was president, you know what the press would be saying. But I guess let's not even go down that road. Biden is the president. And so this barely got any coverage last night. Now, you remember there was some saber rattling back and forth between North Korea and America when Trump was president. It was the biggest story. Oh, Trump, he has no control over the world. Oh, Trump's going to get us into a nuclear war with North Korea. Remember all that? Well, now North Korea is firing missiles and the media doesn't even blink and they don't even say boo about it because it's Joe Biden. Now, the real question is this, and this is my theory and other expert theories on this geopolitical issue of North Korea and specifically weapons testing. I don't think North Korea does anything without the behest of China, or rather, I think that China basically treats North Korea like it's junkyard dog, and if they say bark, North Korea barks. That's my opinion. That's other experts' opinion on the matter. So the obvious question would be, why would North Korea fire a missile over Japan? Why? What would be the purpose of that? Specifically for North Korea. Well, it doesn't really make any sense. Unless it was at the behest of China, and China said, hey, why don't you pop one off and see how the world responds? Because you have to understand that China is behind a lot of this stuff with their own military strategy, knowing that the U.S. is weak right now and that the U.S. is preoccupied in Ukraine right now. And so China's kind of testing the waters. What can we get away with in North Korea? What can we get away with in Taiwan? What can we get away with in Hong Kong? And how distracted is the U.S. military and media to a missile launch in North Korea as kind of a pressure test, if you will, to see what they might be able to get away with? But Japan had the sirens going off. They had people evacuating, going into bomb shelters. So it was a very serious thing in Japan. But I was amazed last night at almost no media coverage. I mean, folks, like almost none. None at all. Specifically, I mean, it was mentioned on Fox News. But, I mean, people have seen my setup. I monitor all the news all night long in my house. I'm like a... People, it's like an addiction. CNN and MSNBC pretty much only talk about January 6th and the midterms. That's it. They don't talk about anything else. So you didn't see anything about this. But there was some mentions on Fox News about it, but barely at all. It was a top story when Trump was president. Oh, Trump's out of control with North Korea. Oh, North Korea's going to start a war because of Trump, all this stuff. And then North Korea launches a missile with serious power behind it over Japan, and the media barely blinks. Okay, well, I think that's China testing the waters to kind of see what the pressure is like and the attention is like as they're strategically militarizing the South China Sea, getting ready to go into Taiwan, maybe thinking about Hong Kong. They're in North Africa. They're cutting deals with Russia. Just trying to see, let's test the system here and the response from the American military and media. And they didn't get one. So believe me, that makes China feel pretty good. But now we get back to the liberal left. Now, I recall, you may recall this as well, and this is, the great irony here internally would be that during the Bush years, Alex Jones, by the uninformed masses or by the mainstream media, would have been considered a liberal. Because during the Bush years, Alex Jones was anti-war, anti-Bush, anti-regime change, which was pretty much the big story of the Bush years and the Republican Party at that time. And you may recall Barack Obama's big campaign issue in 2008 was stopping the regime change wars, stopping the interventionism in the Middle East, stopping the expansionism, the imperialism, all that stuff. You may remember that. That was Barack Obama's big thing, campaigning against Bush. And he would even go after some of the classic politicians like Hillary Clinton, saying, hey, you're not going to do anything about this. You're part of it. Well, that's what helped Barack Obama win his presidential election in 2008. And so the understanding at the time, the political paradigm, liberals were against these wars. Democrat voters were against the wars. And they didn't like expansionism, U.S. expansionism, U.S. aggression in the Middle East and other parts of the world, U.S. imperialism. You've heard all of these different sayings. Well, boy, oh, boy, have they changed course. Boy, oh, boy, have they changed their policy. This is from the Daily Beast. Putin has left the world no other option but regime change. Wow. So liberals used to go from anti-regime change, anti-war, anti-expansionism. Now they want full World War III and a nuclear confrontation with Russia to get Putin out of office. They've lost their minds.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at Gibson Go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, picking it back up where we left off in the last segment, the Daily Beast, known liberal left progressive Democrat rag, is now calling for regime change. This is the anti-regime change, anti-war liberal left, now pro-war, pro-nuclear war, pro-regime change. Well, what happened? How did that happen? Well, because the liberal progressive left has no real original ideas or mindset. They are conformists, they are statists, and they are under a technologically advanced system of mind control. And so now they're pro-regime change. And that's the headline from the Daily Beast. Putin has left the world no other option but regime change. There's no other option, folks. There's no other option but regime change, says the Daily Beast. Who put the Daily Beast up to printing this story, I wonder. Or did they become pro-war on their own volition? There's no other option, they say. Peace is not an option. Not being involved in foreign intervention and foreign affairs is not an option, says the Daily Beast. Except when it was the Bush years, that was the only option. Now that it's the Biden years, it's the exact opposite. See how that works? Yes. Yes. Now, tell me how this is going to go. Tell me how this is going to go. Now, strategically for the American people, or rather the United States of America as a whole, strategically, Taiwan is way more important than Ukraine. But to the political class, to the political elite, to the political regime, Ukraine is way more important than Taiwan. This is where they launder their money. This is where they launder their weapons. It's a big hive of corruption in Ukraine. Plus, they use Ukraine in their eyes to keep Russia at bay, let's say, with NATO and putting the weapons on Russia's doorstep. So now that the Democrats want us in a war with Russia, which will be much bigger than just a confrontation with Russia and Ukraine like has been going on now. It'll get much bigger than that. China is going to be putting the U.S. in a position to defend Taiwan or not. And now all of a sudden the U.S. military is going to have all of these duties thousands of miles away from our borders that are wide open that are being invaded. And tell me how that's going to go, knowing that the U.S. military is severely depleted right now, but not just depleted, shrinking drastically. U.S. Army misses recruiting goal by 25%. U.S. Army misses recruiting goal by 25%. So we're totally depleted now. All of our weapons have been given to Ukraine. Folks, that's another big story that's not getting reported. The U.S. military is so depleted right now because we've given so much weapons and equipment and ammunition to Ukraine, we're like short-handed. Now, remember, Barack Obama depleted the U.S. military strategically. Trump tried to revamp it. Biden has pretty much given all that revamp to Ukraine now and to NATO. And so the U.S. military is in a bad way right now with a lack of numbers, no new recruits coming in, and a leadership role that is totally anti-American. So you tell me what's going to happen if we do end up in a larger war with Russia and Ukraine, or if China goes into Taiwan and Biden says we're going to defend Taiwan. It's not going to look good. We're going to be spread too thin, and we're going to be outmanned and outgunned. And truthfully, we shouldn't have to worry about any of this because the United States of America could be fully independent of all of this. We could be growing our own crops. We could be sourcing our own energy. We could be building our own microchip plants, but we don't. We outsource all that, and so we now become dependent. And so then we have to defend Ukraine, or we have to defend Taiwan. And it's not going to be good. So, the left calling for World War III with Putin, or there's no other option but regime change, and only Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Colonel McGregor are saying this is insane, we need to stop this immediately. Whether you like Russia or hate Russia, us getting involved in a war with Russia is not going to help. And so what happens? Well, you have Elon Musk coming out and making statements that I'll get to in a second, but Glenn Greenwald, who's a real anti-war liberal, was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and he puts it all into perspective. No one's talking about ending Ukraine war for fear of being labeled a traitor. And I've talked about this before, folks. The risks of telling the truth in the American media right now are heavier than they've ever been. And nobody understands that better than InfoWars. And so I'm telling you what the Democrats have planned next. When they get their war with Russia, which they're betting on, they are then going to take any member of the media who isn't fully on board with attacking Russia, nuking Russia, or removing Putin, and they're going to say, you're a Russian asset, and they're going to detain them and arrest them and maybe disappear them forever. Democrats have done this before. And you know, some may argue that it worked when in World War II, Democrat leadership launched Japanese detention camps, huge detention facilities in California, where they held hundreds of thousands of Japanese Americans. They found like a couple dozen spies in all of it. And so some said it was worth it. Others said it was a violation of human rights. But they're going to do it again. And so for anybody to go on air and say, I don't want war with Russia, or, you know, Ukraine's maybe not the good guy here, you're getting put on a list by the DHS and by the FBI and by the Biden administration. You're being put on a list. And when they launch their war against Russia, they're going to come for you. Absolutely, that is their plan. And when you remove the layers from this, you realize, oh, maybe that's why they want the war so bad. Maybe the Democrats want the war with Russia so that they can take all the other independent media that still exists and pose them as Russian collusion or Russian operatives or Russian spies. So that'll be their final way to just sweep up the rest of the independent media in this country, saying, oh, they're Russian assets. You don't think the Democrats would do that? You don't think that's how the Democrat psychology works? You haven't been paying attention. That is a guarantee, as sure as I'm sitting in this chair at the InfoWars Studios in Austin, Texas, that Democrats are building a list with every single individual that's not for a war with Russia, and they do have a desire and even a plan to come arrest you and detain you, calling you a Russian asset. Just like they did with the Japanese in World War II. They'll do to us in a World War III scenario. Guaranteed. And so maybe that's why the liberals want war so bad. Because they know they can use it to mop up the rest of their political opposition. And so now you have others coming out and saying, hey, you know, getting into a war with Russia doesn't help us at all. It's going to hurt us. Former Pentagon advisor says U.S. likely attacked Nord Stream pipelines to isolate Germany. And again, that's Colonel Douglas McGregor. He's the only colonel going on television and telling the truth about this. All the other ones are saying war, war, war. And CNN and MSNBC drooling at the mouth. Some of the Fox News hosts as well. But of course, the U.S. had all of the motives to attack the Nord Stream pipelines so that Europe would be forced to make deals with the West to get energy into Europe and not with Russia. Absolutely. And the Biden administration with Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden himself both said, no matter what, we will shut down that pipeline. That's their own words. And really, they haven't even denied that they've done it. They've kind of, you know, swished around it like, well, you know, it might be a good thing that it got blown up. Oh, really? It's a good thing that critical infrastructure was just blown up in the middle of a giant
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
World War III scenario in Ukraine and the Western elites just frothing at the mouth for a nuclear war. Mostly the Democrats now, the liberals that claim to be anti-war. It's pretty funny. And we had mentioned that the U.S. military missed its recruitment goals by 25%. And so what's the solution? Pregnant women can now apply for Air Force Officer Training School. Nice, nice. And maybe the thousands of pregnant women they're bringing in here at the southern border, maybe they can apply too, and then they can become citizens, and then they can vote for Democrats after they give them a bunch of free stuff. Ah, that wouldn't happen, would it? No way. I want to get to the Elon Musk angle of it now, because this, again, just shows you how insane the debate on the situation in Ukraine has become, and just how removed from reality really, the entire debate has become, how emotionally dead it's become. Ukrainian ambassador to Elon Musk: no Ukrainian will ever buy your effing Tesla crap, F off. And then other such statements have been launched towards Elon Musk from Zelensky and other Ukrainian diplomats, telling Elon Musk to F off. Well, why would that be? Why would they be telling Elon Musk to back off? Well, the simple reason is because he wants peace. That's the simple reason. The more complex reason is that he's actually trying to have a negotiation for peace, calling for peace, and he's somewhat involved in the situation. And that angers these totalitarians in Ukraine. But it makes you wonder why all these Ukrainian leaders are now saying F Elon Musk when he's calling for peace. Well, where have the hundreds of billions of dollars gone that went into Ukraine to help fight against Russia? Where did all that money go? My guess is all the Ukrainian leaders shouting F you at Elon Musk for calling for peace, my first guess would be looking to their bank accounts. That would be my guess. Why do they want peace? Why do they want war? Because they're making millions of dollars. And so here comes Elon Musk saying, hey, we should go for peace. Uh-oh. Well, that costs us millions of dollars. That affects our bottom line. We can't have peace. Why else would Ukrainian diplomats and officials and Zelensky be saying F you to Elon Musk for calling for peace? Because they want war. And they'll get rich off of it. But let's look at the Musk situation. Now, why did they get so mad at Musk? All Elon Musk really did was propose, it was just a poll on Twitter. He says Ukraine-Russia peace. Redo elections of annexed regions under UN supervision. Russia leaves if that is the will of the people. Crimea formerly part of Russia, as it has been since 1783 until Khrushchev's mistake. Water supply to Crimea assured. Ukraine remains neutral. And this poll concluded earlier today, and it had 40% saying yes to that. 41% saying yes to that, 59% saying no to that. But that's just because that's a little convoluted. People don't understand the overall issue. And so I'll revisit that in a second. But Elon Musk, understanding that the poll might have been confusing, issued a new poll today that said Ukraine should decide its own fate. And if you pull that up, you'll see, I think the last I checked, it was like 70% said yes. Which is essentially what Elon Musk asked in the original poll that got 3 million votes. He just reworded it so the average person could interpret it better, and the results changed. And so, yeah, it's now basically the exact opposite of what the original poll was. Now 60% say, yes, we should go for peace, and 40% say, no, we should go for war. Because that's really what the poll is in the simplest terms. But, okay. So then they all come out and they say, F you, Elon, you're bad. You know, we're never going to buy your crap. Let's not forget, as Elon Musk points out, SpaceX's out-of-pocket cost to enable and support Starlink in Ukraine is $80 million so far. Our support for Russia is $0. Obviously, we are pro-Ukraine. Trying to retake Crimea will cause massive death, probably fail, and risk nuclear war. This would be a terrible situation for Ukraine and Earth. And that's basically what he said is, hey, if we can avoid a war for basically the same results and save millions of lives, why wouldn't we do that? Well, I don't know. There's a death cult that runs the planet, apparently, and they want us all dead. And liberals want a nuclear confrontation with Russia for a litany of reasons. But let's revisit the original poll. Ladies and gentlemen, when Elon Musk says that the elections need to be redone that resulted in the annexation of the Ukraine regions into Russia, there's already proof that those results were legitimate. And that is, if you just go back and you look at the results from the last Ukrainian elections, where if you look at the disparity here, what do you see? Eastern Ukraine, heavily blue, meaning they voted for the pro-Russian Yanukovych. And then Western Ukraine, mostly red and pink, where they voted for the anti-Russian Tymoshenko. So Eastern Ukraine has been pro-Russian. And the areas originally annexed by Russia, which are in the Far East over here, down to the Crimea, this area right here, you can see how deep blue that is. That's like just straight blue right here. These are the regions that got annexed to Russia. They were already voting pro-Russia. They already were pro-Russia. They speak Russian. They don't like Ukrainian leadership. And here's an example of that that the media won't show you from a young family in Ukraine talking about this in clip 26.
How do you feel about voting? We are so happy that we are going to be a part of Russia. We are going to be a part of new history. So we are happy for this really like very important day for us, for all of us and bad people.
I think I know how you voted. Do you want to tell us how you voted, or do you want to tell us what you voted? You voted or?
Yeah, I would. Yes, I want to be part of Russia.
Why did you vote yes?
Because already for like 8.5 years we are suffering here and under the war, under the bombs. So we wanna live in peace. We wanna be part of normal country, which is supporting us, which is helping us all the time. So that's why we vote yes.
And what has it been like here for the last 8 years?
For the last 8 years. Actually, like we were living not here. Like we came back here like 1 year ago. But my family was here. My mom, my auntie, my grand, my father. So there was bombing all the time and no support from our country. Like I mean, Ukraine. They never helped us for these 8 years. And all the time, the Russia was supporting us and giving us food and everything. Whatever we need, whatever the city needs, whatever people need. So that's why, of course, like people, they don't want to be with them anymore.
And there seems to be a real happiness here today, joy. Why is that?
Yeah, we are very happy today because we're gonna live a normal life soon.
And so, just a little more information here. So, Eastern Ukraine was filled with a bunch of Western proxy groups. Lined up as an affront towards Russia, and they operate, they go down in the Middle East, they go into Syria, they go into a bunch of other regions, and they operate out of there. It was filled with the Azov Battalion Nazis, literal, the literal lineage of Nazis that escaped to that region of Ukraine after World War II, literally the descendants of Nazis. They run around with Nazi swastikas, Nazi symbols, doing the Nazi salute, literal Nazis. And it was a war-torn region. It was a corrupt region. And Ukraine wasn't doing a damn thing. They were facilitating it, and Russia was trying to help those people. So that's what that lady is describing. So, yeah, when the Russians kicked out the Nazis, and the Russians kicked out the Western proxy groups, the Ukrainian people were celebrating in eastern Ukraine. And you saw Russian flags and everything, and then they held the vote, and they voted to join Russia. So you could redo that vote, and you'll get the same results as you did in every other election, where eastern Ukraine wants pro-Russian leadership and western Ukraine doesn't. And so that's what's happened. And that's what Elon Musk is pointing out. But all he does is say, we should have peace. And by the way, I've only supported Ukraine, not Russia. Why are you coming after me? Why are you telling me to F off? And they continue to attack him. And so Elon Musk responds saying, you are assuming that I wish to be popular. I don't care. I do care that millions of people may die needlessly for an essentially identical outcome. So Elon Musk now learning that the war hawks and the eugenicists want a war with Russia, and I don't think he does.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.